Blog Talk Radio.
My apology, my beloved brothers and sisters, for my tardiness. I actually was eating food. I haven't had no food for the whole day. As a matter of fact, I just literally been so busy helping people and just doing so many things. Anyway, you know what? Because the Bible says to not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. I just was taking care of God's business, and so I ask you to please forgive me for my tardiness, as I also ask you to forgive me for yesterday. I got to say, I was extremely busy. God is just doing some wonderful things in my life, and what I mean by that is God is actually using me to be a servant, no more, no less. I don't mean anything big. I don't mean anything all outrageous. Simply, God is using me to be a servant, and it feels so good to be used as a servant. But you know, during the course of my serving today, I happen to allow myself the ability to just simply all of the goodness that's going on around us. The other day, I looked at how people are just simply not honoring God by talking about all the things, by doing all the things, by allowing yourself to be a part of things that is not of God. And Lord, I learned so much. I'm so overjoyed with the things that I learned. And one of the things that I learned was that we as saints, we as the ambassadors, we as the people of the royal priesthood, got a lot of work to do, and we need to be on our job. Literally, we need to pay attention more closely to what we're doing. As a matter of fact, there's a sister who's in Richmond, Virginia, and me and her talk quite often, and she said to me that she has adopted a young man. Not a young man, but she has adopted this man. This man who may be mentally disadvantaged, and he's standing inside of a place where unless he is guided, he will be in this place possibly forever. And I had proposed a question to her that what if we offered him something to where he can have his own place, yet receive the help that he may be getting at this place. And as she began to help him, like she's buying him, she bought clothes for him and she bought socks for him, you know, things of that nature. And the reason why is because she's seeing that what he has on is tattered. And what I thought about was how beautiful it is that God is using her to do such great things. And the reason why I thought about that is because that is the way to evangelize. That's one of the ways to evangelize. She's allowing herself to do some work for God so that she can possibly teach him about God so that he can become about God. See how that goes? I mean, sometimes you may not necessarily know how to evangelize straight off. It took me quite a while to do it myself. But sometimes you need to just simply go and say, hey, let me start here so that you can know that I'm your friend, that I care about you, that I care for your needs. And then from that point on, then you may get to know, God may open up a doorway for me to be able to talk about him that in a manner that may not offend you. And if I can do that, then I did my work. And that's learned today, how the people today, how beautiful it is for us to have the ability to enjoy God's goodness if we just sit back and pay attention to the reality of what we can offer people. I take time during the course of the day, I don't care where I am, I don't care what I'm doing, I take time during the course of the day to learn something with God, about God, so that I can give God. And today what I did was I was helping a young lady, and she's in a transitional home, just like the gentleman who is being, you know, who have a place in Richmond, Virginia, and pay her rent. And the reason why she couldn't pay her rent is because of the fact that her boyfriend, who doesn't live with her, but have three children with her, and she has four children total, came, found her when she went to go pick up her money from the bank and took it. Just like that, just took it. And as we all come to understand, we all fall short of the glory of God. So we can go and say, how dare him do that? And many people have addictions. Many people do whatever it is, and as opposed to depending on God, they're going to depend on their own will. So they do what they do in order to get what they want. And I come to understand that only because of the fact that, men, I mess up too. I may not have been on that level, but I surely messed up. And I know that God don't have a separate hell for different levels of us messing up. So I don't look at him as a person who messed up less than me. I look at him in a matter to let it be understood that, hey, there's room for improvement. So as I was dealing with his girlfriend, because I seen her crying, she's going through all of this, and the part that really touched me as we began to talk was that the person who allowed her to use the home as transition put her out. But he put her out in the backyard, put her kids out, and told her unless she come up with the money that she got to go. And she explained to him that what happened, and she explained that when she get her next check, then that she will not only pay the arrears rent, but she'll make up for the next rent by giving them basically the whole check. Wouldn't go for it. So he put it out and told her, I'm only giving you a few hours to put this together. And you, as you can see, I'm helping you out because I could just put you out all the way. Now, he could have been threatening her to do so. And just to see whether or not if he can force her hand to come up with something so he can get his money, which was only $400. And God put her in the right place around the right person to help her do the right thing. And as I called the gentleman, and I'm trying to negotiate with him so that she don't have to be sleeping in the street with her children, and because it was yesterday, no shelters is basically accepting anybody. And, you know, she's just going through it. It was just a long time, but the right time. And come to find out, I happen to know him. And one of the reasons why he put it out wasn't because of the fact of the money, but because the transition that he's running is all for women. And if they don't have their money for whatever reason, whatever might have come up, or if they came up short because they just felt like it, well, whatever, they can make it up in ways that you and I know about. But this woman chose not to use her body for anything other than to be a temple, which is why her and the boyfriend's not together, because she told him, I decided that, you know, we got three kids, you're not going to marry me. I can see that now. So I'd rather be out on my own because I got to raise my children correctly to the best of my ability. I made enough mistakes. So I'm going to now take on the responsibility of a Christian woman so that my children can know what Christ is about and so they can see me stand for Christ as opposed to standing for unrighteousness. So as I begin to talk to the young man, I come to find out that he knows me and I know a little bit about him too. And that's his motto. You know, he'll do whatever it takes in order to get women in bed. And the thing that was so beautiful about everything about today was I took her to go get a payday loan. And it didn't work out as we had expected. And they didn't give her enough money. And so we ran all over the place, going from one place to the next place, until she came up with enough money that she can actually pay him. But the thing that was so beautiful about it, what I found to be so remarkable, was the same person who was helping the people, I mean, helping the person in Richmond, Virginia, the same person who helped me make sure that the person had a place, is what we will do to make sure that somebody have what we would want for ourselves to have. And I come to find out, as long as you allow yourself the ability to love God, then everything that comes up against you will not be able to cause you to fall. No weapons formed against you can prosper. But not only just that, I'm outside, so I can't particularly take you to it and read it to you, and I don't remember it by Balaam. But if you go to Psalms 41, you'll see how God blessed those who bless people. It's amazing. And that's what I looked at today. How beautiful it is to be in this world, this earth, so that we can have the ability for people to get blessed. And how people look and say, nobody has ever done this for me. In the midst of all the troubles that I've gone through, in the midst of all the hardships that I've gone through, men trying to go to bed with me, men trying to use me, in the midst of all of this, God sent me to a man, and this man is not trying to do nothing, but simply make it so that I can have a place so that my children and I can rest our head. He's not looking at my body in any kind of way. He's not asking for anything. He's fighting for me as if he's my man. And I said to her, you know, this is what God does for us each and every day. I'm not doing nothing special. He just taught me how to look and be there for people because this is what he did for me. See, because I remember when he took me from the murky waters. I remember when I was a crack addict. I wanted to die. Tell you, I didn't become a crack addict because I was just hooked on crack. I wanted to die. So I smoked a lot of crack in order for me to die, but God has another plan for me. And when it was time for him to say, okay, you know what, now we need to stop. I need you to get up. There's some work for I need you to do. He didn't say that, you know, by verbatim, but what he did say is, get up because I have a place for you to go to. And I stopped that day because he gave me the strength to stop. And knowing that he did that for me, I should do that, do everything I can for the next person. And that's what I love about God. He teaches us how to become counselors to those who are in addictions, to be comforters for those who are going through trials and tribulations, to be protectors of those who are vulnerable to those who are hurting them. He teaches us by us going through those things ourselves. And if we come to understand that that's the beautiful part about life, that the more that you love Christ, the more that you allow yourself to say, wait a minute, is this all it is? These trials and these tribulations, these hardship situations, is that all it is? Now I completely understand when Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, that strengthens me, because the reality is, as long as I'm under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I can get through everything by allowing the Holy Spirit to use me completely so that I can have the ability to say that I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So now I can be more of a servant to those who are in need, because the reality is, Christ served me. He didn't come here to get served. He came to serve me. So I'm happy to be a servant, knowing that God loved me so much so he would send me his only begotten son so that I can be served, so that I can have that ability. By the time we finished, she looked at me, she squared off her shoulders, and she said, thank you. Thank you for treating me like a man who loved me. I never seen that before. I never knew what that felt like, and maybe God wanted me to go through the things that I went through so that I could see what a man's supposed to do. And now I am in confirmation of what it is that I want in my life. I want my children, even if I don't have it in my life for me, I want my children to know what it looks like. And I want them to experience it. I want them to bring it out into the world. I want my boys to look at a woman with respect, to look at a woman and say, I'm here for you. Even if the woman is not going to bed with him, just to know what it feels like to have somebody say, I'm here for you. I don't need anything. God bless me to bless you. He blessed me with his love. He blessed me with his grace. He blessed me with his mercy. He blessed me, so I'm blessing you. And I said, I think we got this thing right today. You're going to be okay? And she said, yes, I'm okay. But then right afterwards, after she went home and she called me, told me that everything is okay, and she had her sister call me. And her sister is on the board of directors of this particular church. And the church is going under because some things happened. And that's life, you know. And she's asking me, is there anything that we can we offer to you? Because according to what my sister said to me, you went out your way in ways that we've never seen before. And, of course, I don't get all puffed up about all stuff like that because all I know is there's a man named Jesus who motivated a man named Paul, who motivated a man named Peter, who motivated a man named James and John, Matthews, Barnabas. These people that Jesus touched to the degree where they said that I'm going to give my life, but they didn't do that automatically. They did that by that of the Holy Spirit, where they felt bold enough to be able to say that you can kill me. It doesn't matter to me. The reality is I know that I'm a servant, and I'm going to proclaim this name Jesus because the reality is he's there for me. So I'm going to serve people. And I'm going to love them, and I'm going to be there for them. Not on this surface level that we see today. You know, feed you and give you a little bit of clothes. No, I'm talking about to run with you, to go through the hardship with you. If you're crying, I'm crying. If you're mourning, I'm mourning. To go through it with you because I've come to love you so much like I feel about myself. And if we did that, the reality is there'd be less people who's homeless and hungry and less people who's going through such pain and suffering and have to get on into things that cause them to go into addictions. It'd be less people. See, because love does actually covers a multitude of sins. Love does some amazing things if we allow it to flow and not flow just simply, you know, hey, I can buy him a little bit of this, a little bit of that. No, I'm talking about adopting that person as if that person is you. As if you would want somebody to look out for you, to be there for you, to look for you on a level that says, wait a minute, I never knew love like this before. That's what I feel about Jesus. That's why I cry when I talk about him, because I never knew love like this before. I never knew what it was like. I knew that my mother loved me. Man, my mother loved me beyond measure. I remember one time in the meanest, with all of who I am, I had robbed the mafia. Telling you, they loved me. And they called her to let her know, if you don't bring back the money, you're going to kill everybody. They gave me that grace. God gave me that grace. Tell them, if you don't bring back the money, we're going to kill everybody. And I went to her house. But I was stupidly bold. And she said to me, son, if you feel justified by taking this money, I'll die for you. I don't know about everybody else in the family, but I'll die for you. That thing touched me like I've never seen before, like I've never felt before. And I felt guilty because the fact that I'm looking at saying, because of my ignorance, my arrogance, my stupidity, my mother is willing to die. I put her into that position to where she could die. And she looked at me with straight up love and said, I will die for you if you feel justified. Of course, I gave back the money, not all of it, because I had spent some of it and I made it up later on as time went on. Well, thank God. But that's the strongest love I ever seen in my life. Christ's love is beyond that on levels that is so powerful until what my mother did is minute in compare. So I knew today, I learned today, that we have an obligation that says, I love you. Not just simply the words, I love you. No, that's too small. I'm talking about the kind of love that causes people to say, only God can do that. Only God could allow that love to flow like that. And when we do that, then what happens is we dry tears. When we do that, we heal wounds. When we do that, we cause people to square off their shoulders. When we do that, we allow people the ability to say, I can walk this walk. When we do that, we cause people to say, I don't have to look behind me no more. When we do that, we allow people to say, I need to give God all the glory. Because the reality is, I know that there's no way human man could do this. God must be working through this man, must be working through this woman, because only love on this level can come from God. Only love on this level can come from God. After I departed from everybody, hungry as I could possibly be, and I got a salad and I'm eating on it, and I've actually forgot about the show because I'm so hungry. And God said, son, there's one more thing I need for you to do. Oh, God, Mom, I'm so sorry. And I got online. Just gently. Okay, son, it's just one more thing. And then right before you go to sleep, you can think about all the things that I did in your life. And remember them. Wear them around your neck so that you can have a testimony, not about what you do, but what I do in you, through you, so that the people can say, maybe I too need to be a part of that position, a servant. A servant, simply a servant, to love somebody as we would want to be loved. Well, my good brothers and sisters, I'm going to go back to my salad. God bless you all. I love you so much. Take care of yourself.